上个星期的早课是录制的，然后所以说在大家在听完讲课之后，然后就发上来的总共七个问题。
So last week we discussed text 31.
上个星期我们一起讨论了第31诗节。
So I think what I'd like to do is just refresh everyone's memory about 31 and then answer questions.
所以说我就想的话，那干脆今天我们就一起来再次的恢复一下回让自己的回忆然后再次的鲜活一下，然后来回答大家上周发来的问题。
And then in next week then we'll continue with 32. We only have three more verses in the chapter before we go on to a new subject.
是下个星期的话我们再一起来讨论32诗节吧，然后总共这一章的话呢就只剩下三个诗节了，所以说三个诗节结束之后我们就要换另一个主题。
Okay. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Om Aganata Nirendasha Gananjana Salakaya Chaksarum Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prasaya Bhutale Srimakte Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane.Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pacharane Nirvishesha Sunyavani Paschajati Shatarane Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare HarePanchakalpatarubhyascha Kripasindhubhevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. May all living beings be happy.
愿所有的生命体都快乐。
May all living beings be free of suffering.
愿所有的生命体都不再受苦。
And may all living beings awaken and discover their true self and their relationship with Krishna.
愿所有的生命体都得以觉醒，觉醒了他们真正的自我以及和 Krishna 之间的关系。
So we're coming to the end of this chapter. Yamaraj has been instructing his messengers about the glories of the holy name and the glories of devotees.
我们现在已经进展到这一章节的最后面的部分了，而整个这一章都是阎罗王在荣耀在向他的使者荣耀圣谈到圣名的荣耀，已经谈到奉献者的荣耀。
So last week we read that Sukadeva Goswami he tells Prickett, he goes, I want you to understand, I want you to understand the importance of chanting the holy name.
所以在上个星期的诗节中 Sukadeva Goswami 就是在向帕尔克希特王说到，就是我希望您能够理解到念诵吟诵吟唱圣名的重要性。
Because it's so important.
因为吟诵吟唱圣名是如此的重要。
And Sukadeva Goswami wants everyone to take the chanting very seriously.
因此 Sukadeva Goswami 就希望每个人都能严肃地对待圣名的念诵。
Because the chanting uproots the reactions to one's sins.
因为念诵会使一个人对于罪恶活动的这种反应，就是他的这种模式就是完全地拔除干净。
And it's the most auspicious activity in the whole universe.
并且也是整个宇宙当中最吉祥的活动。
Because it frees one from sinful reactions, gives one liberation, and awakens love for God in one's heart.
因为 是对于圣名的念诵能够使得一个人从罪恶活动的反应中解脱出来，能够给予一个人解脱，并且能够唤醒他心中对于神的爱。
Yeah, so that is going to be the theme of the concluding verses of this chapter.
而这将会是这一个章节中接下来的最后部分的几个诗节的终结性的主题。
Yeah, because these three chapters that we've read in Canto 6 take us back to Prickett's original questions to Sukadeva Goswami.
第六篇当中的这三个章节实际上是在把我们带回到了帕瑞克希特王当初最开始提到的那个问题。
Because he had just heard a description of the hellish planets and where sinful people have to go and suffer.
因为帕瑞克希特王才当时是刚刚听到就是关于地狱星球的描述，然后而那些做出罪恶行径的人就会在死后被带到地狱星球去受苦，去受到惩罚。
Yeah, so out of compassion, he wanted to know how living beings, especially sinful living beings, can be freed from having to suffer going to hell.
因此出于他的同情怜悯之心，帕尔克希特王就想要知道，那么那些做过罪恶行径的生命体，他们可以怎样能够从在地狱星球受苦的这种可怕的痛苦的状况中解脱出来。
And so it's because of that question that we've heard the story of Ajamil.
由于他提出的这样一个问题，我们才会聆听到关于阿加米勒的故事。
Which has emphasized the chanting of the holy name of the Lord is the most complete and comprehensive religious practice.
Religious practice. 而阿加米勒的故事就强调了对于圣名的念诵是最完整并且最包罗万象的宗教原则。
Well, it's the most direct and most effective way for the conditioned soul to awaken and achieve liberation and go back to Godhead.
For the conditioned soul to
awaken to his true self and become freed from all illusion and go back to Godhead.
而并且念诵圣名是最为有效的方式，对于受物质制约的个体灵魂来说是最为有效的方式，来觉醒到他们，觉醒到真正的自我，并且从幻觉中解脱出来，最终得以回归守神。
Yeah, this is the nature of a Vaishnava, just like Prickett Maharaj. He's a great Vaishnava. He's been, a devotee since he was in the womb of his mother.
而这就是 Vaishnava 的本质。帕尔克希特王就是一位伟大的 Vaishnava， 他是自他还在母亲的子宫里的时候就已经是如此。
Now, a Vaishnava can remember what it was like to be asleep and dreaming and suffering.
Vaishnava 是能够回得起，就是当一个人处在这种睡梦当中，睡眠的状态，做梦的状态，然后受苦的状态，Vaishnava 是能够记起他整个是怎样的一回事的。
When you're asleep, you don't realize you're sleeping. You only realize that you've been sleeping after you've awakened.
当我们在睡觉的时候，是根本不会知道自己在睡觉的，而只有在要醒的时候或者醒来的时候，才会知道哦，刚才我睡着了。
So the because the Vaishnava has awakened, and they realize their true self and their relationship with Krishna, they also understand how much the soul suffers when he forgets who he is and forgets his relationship with Krishna.
How much he suffered. 因此当一位 Vaishnava 觉醒到他的真正自我，并且觉醒到他和 Krishna 之间的关系的时候，他 是能够很清楚的明白，很清楚的理解，就是当人还处于这种沉睡的状态，还活在这个幻觉之中，活在和神相分离的幻觉之中，他所受的这种苦难痛苦是多么的巨大。
Yeah, so all through the Bhagavatam, we hear the prayers of the great Vaishnavas like Prahlad Maharaj, who are praying for the awakening and they're praying for the welfare of all living beings.
因此的话呢，贯穿整部博迦瓦坛，我们就能够聆听到许多伟大的 Vaishnava 的祷文、祈祷文。就比如说 Prahlad Maharaj， 他的祷文的话就是祈祷所有为了所有众生的福祉，所有众生的觉醒。
Yeah, so these devotees like Prahlad that are praying for that all living beings awaken and become free of suffering, that's an earnest prayer.
所以说这些奉献者，就比如说 Prahlad Maharaj， 他们在对所有众生的这种祈祷，他们的觉醒以及能够从痛苦中解脱出来的这些祷文，是非常热切的期盼。
They earnestly care about the suffering of others because they are no longer suffering themselves.
themselves. 他们热切的关怀，热切的在意所有其他生命的痛苦。就在意所有其他的生命都在受苦，是因为他们自己已经不再受苦了。
Yeah, sometimes we talk about preaching because we know that's what everyone approves of. They think, oh, that's the expected behavior that we'll get approval if we talk about preaching and we act like we're a great preacher, then everyone will approve of us. We're praying for the welfare of others just to impress others.
Impress others. 而有时的话呢，对于传教来说，那么反而传教的这件事情的话呢，我们这样去做，去传教，或者去热切的谈论传教，实际上只是为了从别人那里得到认可，得到肯定而已。因为传教对于奉献者来说是一种被期望的行为，所以因此，当我们去表现出来自己是在传教，并且很热切的去传教的话，实际上其本质可能是为了得到别人的认可和接纳而已。那么，包括我们去念出一些祷文祈祷，比如说众生的福祉等等的这些祷文，目的也只是其根本的目的也只是为了去给听者留下印象，留下深刻的这个留下良好的印象而已。
However, when we actually awaken and spiritually, we no longer suffer.
然而当我们真正的在灵性上觉醒之后，我们也就不再受苦了。
And we're very happy just to be alive.
我们对于自己仅仅只是活着就已经感到非常开心了。
And so we naturally feel enthusiastic and inspired to share what has made us happy with others.
因此我们自然而然就充满了热情，然后充满了灵感和鼓舞，想要去跟别人分享让我们感到快乐感到平和的事物。
Yeah, so there's no personal judgment, there's no competition.
因此的话呢，这当中是没有个人的评判，没有竞争的。
Yeah, sharing Krishna consciousness is the natural thing to do.
分享 Krishna 知觉是自然而然就会去做的事情。
Yeah, so whether you succeed or fail, that's not the point.
而无论是在传教当中，在分享当中，是成功或者是失败，都并不关紧要。
Because that's not what motivates you.
因为成功或者失败，并不是在驱动着我们去做或者不做一件事情的原因。
what motivates us is that we're living from the truth and we're genuinely happy.
而真正驱动着我们的是我们能够活出自己生命的真相，并且我们真正的感到快乐。
And so, it's not a popularity contest.
所以说这个context， 所以说这个传教活动并不是一种竞争性的行为，并不是一种比赛的行为，然后好去让自己获得关注，获得别人的欢迎和喜爱。
So here is Prahlad's earnest prayer.
所以说我们这里就来谈到帕拉德马哈拉吉的这个非常热切的祷文。
That is made has become made very famous by Genevieve Mataji, the famous Kirtaniya.
而帕拉德马哈拉吉的这首祷文的话呢，是由一位非常出名的 Kirtan 的歌手 Genevieve Mataji， 由于他的一个歌唱，然后就使得众人都了解到了这首祷文。
Swastjastu Vishvasya Kala Prasiditam Jadyantu Bhutani Swiyamito DhyaManas chabadram bachatad ahuksaje aveshatam no matir ahai api ahai tuki. Prahlad prays, may there be good fortune throughout the universe.
所以在这首祷文里，帕拉马哈拉吉就在祈祷说，但愿整个宇宙充溢着好运。
Yeah, that's called swasti.
这被称为 swasti.
Yeah, good fortune for everyone.
也就是指每个人都能获得好运。
And may all envious persons be pacified.
愿所有嫉妒之心的人都能平和下来，平静下来。
May all living entities become calm and happy by devoting their life to Krishna.
愿所有的生命体都能通过把他们的生命献给 Krishna， 从而变得沉静，变得快乐起来。
When one actually becomes Krishna conscious, he no longer envies anyone.
当一个人真正的变得有 Krishna 知觉的时候，他已不再会去嫉妒任何人。
And then everyone will think of each other's welfare.
每个人都会去，而他就会去思考所有其他人的福祉。
Therefore, let everyone engage in the service of the Supreme Lord Krishna.
因此，就请让每一个人都能进入到对于至尊主的服务之中吧。
And always remain absorbed in thought of him.
能够总是沉浸在对于 Krishna 的思念。和对于Krishna的思念之中。
Swasti, swasti. Okay, so let's shift gears here and answer questions from last week.
好，我们现在就换档来回答上个星期剩下的问题。Okay, 好，我们来看一看有哪些。Okay, the first question.我们来看上个星期问的第一个问题是 Rajendra Pab 问的。感谢 感谢 Pab 的讲课，感谢翻译和主持。什么是假象宗哲学？什么是 Vaishnava 哲学？自己可以作为至尊主的仆人外，还可以是爱人、父母、朋友的关系是吗？So Rajendra Pab here is asking, thank you for your class, and I would like to ask you that what is a Mayavadi philosophy and what is a Vaishnava philosophy? And for us, we not only can become the servants of the Supreme Lord, but we also can enjoy the relationship like lovers and parents and friends with the Lord, right?
Absolutely.
确实，肯定的，绝对的。
Yeah, so that's a big question. You know, what is Mayavadi philosophy? What is Vaishnava philosophy?
所以说您问到的这个什么是假象宗哲学，什么是 Vaishnava 哲学，这是一个非常很庞大的一个问题。
So basically, we could sum up in one sentence that Vaishnava believes in God.
Believes in God. 所以说对于假象宗哲学和 Vaishnava 哲学来说，我们基本上可以就是以一句话来总结，那就是Vaishnava 是信仰神的。
And has a relationship with God.
并且和神之间有一段关系。
And the Mayavadis actually do not believe in God.
而对于假象宗而言，他们是实际上是并不相信神的。
So then how do we define God?
那么我们怎么样来定义神呢？
And we define God as that one supreme source of everyone and everything.
我们就把神定义为是万事万物所有生命的至尊的源头。
Yeah, so there's a supreme independent power.
也就是这种至尊的独立的力量。
And the Vaishnava believes that I am part of that power, but I'm not the power.
而 Vaishnava 是相信信仰的是，我是这至尊的力量的一部分，但是我并不是力量本身。
And Mayavadis believe that there is only one power and I'm it.
而 Mayavadi 假象中相信的是信仰的是只存在一种力量，而我就是那力量。
Yeah, so that's one definition, one way we can look at it. Or the word itself, Vaishnava.
然后另一种方式是我们可以只来观察这两个词本身，一个词就是 Mayavadi, 也就是假象中，而另一个词就是 Vaishnava, 我们来看这两个词。
So Maya means illusion.
Maya 的意思是幻觉。
And Vad means a teaching or a philosophy.
然后 Mayavadi 这个 Vad 后面的这个 Vad 这个 VA 意思就是教导。
So Mayavadis, they believe that the experience of in the material world is illusory, that nothing is real.
所以说 Mayavadi 就相信在物质世界当中的一切体验，一切经历都是幻觉，是不真实的。
That what you experience, you know, what we experience through our five senses and the mind has no reality whatsoever.
Has no reality. 而我们在物质世界当中，通过我们的五种感官和心意所体验到的一切，都并没有任何现实。
Of course, it's not a very practical philosophy.
当然，这并不是一种非常实际的，这并不是一种非常实际的讲究实际的哲学。
See, they deny the existence of a creator by saying that the creation is not real.
他们通过去说造物，就是整个这个宇宙的造，这个创造的话呢，是并不真实的，以此来否认造物主的存在。
Yeah, and they say that when you realize that, then you'll realize that you're God, that everything, there's just one spiritual energy, and there's no matter. Everything is just spirit.
Everything is just spirit. 然后他们就会说 ,Mayavadi 就会说，当你觉悟到这一点的时候，你觉悟到整个这个物质世界的体验一切都是幻觉的时候，那么你就会觉悟到你是神，然后整个这个存在的所有切就只是一种灵性的能量，而没有物质的存在。
So we can go up to a Mayavadi and say, if this material world was not real, then why don't you just give me all your money, give me your car, and give me your house?
所以说如果我们真的要是遇到一位假象宗人士的话，我们可以上前去问问他，既然你们的哲学你们都相信说这个物质世界的一切都是虚幻的，一切都不真实，那要不干脆你把你的钱，你所有的钱，你把你的房子车子这些全部都给我，干脆得了。
Then the Mayavadi say that actually you and I are God.
然后 Mayavadi 他们的哲学，他们会说你和我，我们大家所有都是神。
But then if you ask them the question, if I'm God or you're God, how do we ever forget we are God? How can God forget he's God?
那么如果我们要是听到对方是这样来说的话，或者我们也可以去直接去问他，那如果你说我是神，我是上帝，你也是上帝，是神的话，那我们怎么可能会忘记自己是神呢？神本人怎么可能会遗忘掉他自己是神呢？
Of course they can't answer that question.
当然对于马亚瓦迪来说，他们是没法回答这个问题的。
Or I can say, if you're God and I'm God, then you should know what I'm thinking, and I should know what you're thinking, but I don't.
或者的话呢，我们也可以说，如果你是神，我也是神的话，那么我应该能够知道你现在脑袋里在想些什么呀？你也应该能够知道现在此刻我的心里面在想着些什么呀？
Anyway, we can go on and on like that.
好，总之的话，我们可以就像这样来一直的去辩论，一直的去讨论呢。
But the main thing is that Mayavadis want to deny that there is a higher power or creator.
而但最主要的一点就是 Mayavadi 假象中，他们是拒绝承认有更高的力量，拒绝承认有神的存在的。
Yeah, so the Mayavadi means that the creation is Maya. There is no creation. That's how they deny a creator by saying there's no creation.
所以说 Mayavadi 他们就认为的是，就是这一切的造物，所有的一切创造都是虚幻的，不真实的，因此的话呢是没有这个造物主的。他们以这个造物是幻觉来拒绝承认有造物主的存在。
Which is really offensive.
而真的可以说这是非常有冒犯性的。
It's like, what if you painted a beautiful painting and you showed me the painting and I said, oh, that's just an illusion.
就打个比方说，就假如要是你画了一幅非常漂亮的画，画了一幅非常漂亮的画，然后你向我展示你的杰作，然后我就说你画这些都是幻觉。
Your painting doesn't exist, it's just an illusion and it's meaningless.
然后我就跟你说你的这个画根本就不存在，因为这个就是虚幻的，然后所以说也完全没有任何的意义。
So my bodies are actually, you know, they're great offenders of God.
所以说假象中真的是对于神然后对于 Krishna 的这种非常有冒犯性的这样一些人，对他们太冒犯了。
So what is the meaning of Vishnu or Vaishnava?
那么 Vishnu 这个词和 Vaishnava 这个词是什么意思呢？
Yeah, well, Vaishnava is a derivative derived from the word Vishnu.
Vaishnava 这个词的话呢，是从 Vishnu 这个词的一个衍生词。
So it means the one who accepts.Lord Vishnu as the original source and creator and supreme being.
Supreme being. 因此的话呢 ，Vaishnava 这个词的本意就是指一个人接受主 Vishnu 为至尊的源头、原初的源头，为创造者以及至尊的存在。
And so a Vaishnava understands.That I am an eternal soul and I'm eternally part of God, but I'm not God. I depend upon God.
因此 Vaishnava 明白的是，我是一个永恒的灵魂的存在，我是神的一部分，但是我并不是神本人，而我是完全依赖于神才能得以存在的。
And Vaishnav realizes that I only exist because of God.
而 Vaishnava 能够觉悟到我之所以存在那都是由于神的存在。
And it's this realization that I exist because of God that is the foundation of a loving relationship with God.
而这种觉悟这种觉悟到我存在都是由于神的存在的这种觉悟则是我们和神的充满爱的关系的根基所在。
As Krishna says in chapter 10, verse 8 of Bhagavad Gita.
Krishna 在博迦梵歌的第十章第八诗节就说到过。
He says, Aham sarvasya prabhavo mata sarvam pavarjate isimadva bhajante mam Buddha Bhava Samambita. I am the source of all spiritual and material worlds. Everything emanates from me. The wise who perfectly know this engage in my devotional service and worship me with all their hearts.
博迦梵歌十点八诗节，我是灵性世界和物质世界的根源，一切都流演自我。完全认识到这一点的智者为我做奉爱服务，全心全意的崇拜我。
So, a Vaishnav sees that everything material and spiritual, including our very life, is coming from God, from Krishna.
因此对于 Vaishnava 来说，我们会看到所有物质上的一切事物，所有灵性上的一切，包括就是我们自己的生命，都是来自于神，来自于 Krishna 的。
And so everything a Vaishnav sees, he sees it in relationship to Krishna, that it's come from Krishna. And he feels love, you know, even for a Kleenex box.
Even feels love for that, okay. So 所以说 Vaishnava 就会看到在 Vaishnava 的眼里所有的一切都是和 Krishna 相关联的都是和 Krishna 有关系的那么所有的一切都是来自于神来自于 Krishna 所以说Vaishnava 甚至看到一个纸巾盒一个这个卫生纸然后都会能够感受得到爱
So even though the forms in the material world are temporary and in that sense you could say the material world is an illusion
就是说尽管我们可以去说物质世界当中的一切形体一切形式都是短暂的因为都是短暂的所以说可以说他们都是幻觉。
It's the same thing, at the same time, everything is real even though it's temporary.
但同时的话呢所有一切也都是真实的即便它是短暂一世的。
So a Vaishnav is in a constant state of wonder.And the Vaishnav sees, he enjoys the mystery of God and the mystery of creation and the wonder of creation.
因此的话 ,Vaishnava 总是处于一种惊奇的状态对就是感到惊讶和好奇的这样一种状态。然后Vaishnava 是总是能够对于宇宙的这个造物对于各种各样的东西然后对于神的创造的话总是感到惊奇感到好奇
yeah, So for a Vaishnav even a grain of sand is significant
因此对于 Vaishnava 来说即便是一颗沙粒都是非常重要的
Because without Krishna directly that grain of sand could not exist
因为如果没有 Krishna 的话，那么这个沙粒也都是不会存在的。
So for a Vaishnav, everything reminds him of Krishna, and he's always feeling gratitude and love for Krishna.
因此对于 Vaishnava 而言，所有的一切都是在提醒着他 Krishna， 所有的一切都是在让他想起 Krishna， 而他的心里总是存在着。总是抱着对于 Krishna 的感恩之情和爱的这种心情。
So if a Vaishnav can feel love and gratitude towards a grain of sand because it's coming from Krishna, then a Vaishnava will feel so much more love and appreciation for, you know, family members and friends. He sees everyone, everything in relationship to Krishna.
因此。 一位 Vaishnava 甚至对于一颗沙子 因为这颗沙子来自于Krishna 甚至对于一颗沙子都能感受得到爱 那更何况他的家人和朋友呢 那么他会对于他的家人和朋友 同样的充满了爱和充满了欣赏与感恩的心情 因为在 Vaishnava的眼里 所有的一切都是和Krishna相关联的
So for a Vaishnava, his relationship with Krishna is very dynamic and active.
因此 Vaishnava 和 Krishna 之间的关系总是动态十足，活力四射的。
And he's always in a state of love and appreciation for Krishna and all of his parts.
因此他总是处在这种对于 Krishna 以及 Krishna 的所有部分的这种爱和感欣赏和感恩的心情的。
Yeah, so the Mayavadi is the one who is in complete illusion.
而 Mayavadi 则是处于这种 complete illusion, huh?
Yes.
总是处于这种完全的幻觉之中。
They have no idea of their own source or the source of everything, and they have no relationship, unfortunately.
而他们对 Mayavadi 来说，他们根本就不知道有这个 一切事物的源头的存在 有这个所有原因的原因的这个存在 然后他们和这个最高的力量和至尊的存在之间 也没有任何的关系 真的还是挺可怜的
yeah, So I like to make a little you know, there is a distinction between an impersonalist and a Mayavadi
Distinction between impersonalist and a Mayavadi
Yes.
在非人格主义者和Mayavadi假象中之间 实际上是有一个区别的。
You see, like the four Kumaras, they were impersonalists.
就比如说库马尔四兄弟, 他们实际上是非人格主义者。They
realized the Supreme Brahman.
They have realized the Supreme Brahman, huh?
Yeah.
他们已经, 就库马尔四兄弟, 已经觉悟到了至尊凡。
Yeah, which is true.
并且这是真实的
Everything is one in quality. Everything is made of the same one spiritual energy.
Same one spiritual. 所有的一切事物的话呢，本质就是它本质的话都是由这种一种灵性的力量而构成的。
Yeah, but they had no animosity towards God. They just had no knowledge of God.
但是库马斯兄弟的话，他们对于神是没有任何敌意的，因为当时的他们并不知道有神的存在，并没有任何关于神的这种知识。And
then when they had the remnants of Tulsi, when they smelled and tasted Tulsi that was offered to Lord Vishnu, they realized that there is a source, there is a God.
因此当他们就是有幸能够得以去触碰到，就是去嗅闻到，去得到这个献给主 Vishnu 的图拉西叶子的时候，他们有幸就是接触到这叶子的时候，他们就终于觉悟到了，是有这个源头的存在，是有神的存在的。They
realized Vishnu who's called Param Brahma.
他们就觉悟到 Vishnu 被实际上就是 Param, Param Brahma.
Yeah, the source of Brahman.
就觉悟到 Vishnu 就是 Param Brahma, 也就是这个梵的源头的意思.
And then they had a relationship with the Param Brahma.
然后库马斯兄弟就和这个 Param Brahma, 也就是主 Vishnu 之间拥有了一段关系.
Yeah. So the Mayavadis actually don't like God. They have an animosity towards God. They don't want to admit a higher power. And it's really just a philosophy or a belief. They don't even realize Brahman.
They don't even realize Brahman. 而对于Mayavadi假象中而言的话，他们实际上是对于神是存有一种敌意的。他们并不愿承认有更高的力量的存在，而 甚而且 Mayavadi 也只是一种哲学一种信仰而已，它并不是一种实际的觉悟，因为他们因为 Mayavadi 假象中是没法觉悟到，是不会觉悟到 Brahman， 不会觉悟到梵的。
Yeah, so you know, those who have realized Brahman, they don't actively preach against Param Brahman.
因为那些真正觉悟到 Brahman, 真正觉悟到梵的那些人，他们是不会主动的去传播，主动的去这个宣扬这种反对 Param Brahman。自尊凡的这种哲学和理念的
yeah, they just say it's a mystery.
而这些已经觉悟到梵的这些人，他们会说，这是一个，这是一种玄秘，是一种奥秘。
Or, you know, I haven't realized that. I'll tell you what I've realized, but they don't limit the possibility of the absolute truth.
The possibility of absolute truth. 而他们会说，我会去觉悟，等到我觉悟之后，我会去觉悟 Param Brahman， 我会去觉悟至尊凡，等到我觉悟之后，我可以告诉你。所以说，对于非人格主义者来说，他们是不会去限制关于绝对真理的可能性的。
Okay, I've said about that topic.
Okay.
That's a big topic. I mean, you know, that's our whole teaching.
所以说这个关于就问到的人问题的话呢，古鲁他说他就讲到这儿，因为这是个很庞大的话题，因为我们整个的这个教导都是关于这一块的。OK， 所以我们今天说。好，我们来看下一个问题。这个十三组智领这位奉献者问，顶拜咕噜，感谢翻译，谢谢你，顶拜在场的奉献者，有时候我想，我不要在玛雅的迷幻下生活了，我不要再被假我耍着玩了，我不要再自我欺骗了，我要真实，这样是不是也是抗拒呢？如果这是抗拒，会不会加剧和虚幻的能量之间的纠缠呢？So this devotee is offering her business account to you, and she's asking that sometimes I would think that I do not want to live anymore in the illusion of Maya. I do not want to be tricked by false ego anymore, and I do not want to be scammed or cheated by the ego anymore. I want the real.Things. I want reality. So is this also a kind of resistance? If so, then will this actually increase my entanglement with the illusory energy?
Well, yes, actually. If there's any resistance towards the false ego, that's more false ego.
是的，确实如此。如果你对于假我还抱有抗拒的话，那么这种对假我的抗拒实际上就是也是一种假我。
Yeah, so when we bring our attention to the present,
当我们把注意力放到当下此刻的时候，
we hook our consciousness from the mind, from thinking about past and future.
那么此时我们就断开知觉和心意之间的这种纠缠状态，也就是换言之，就是我们不会再老是想着过去，想着未来，因为那都是知觉的，那都是心意的，对心意，我们就会断开知觉和心意之间的这种纠结纠缠，因为心意的一切都是关于想着过去，想着未来，而我们就不会再去想着过去，想着未来。
And so we're aware.
所以我们就会觉知到自己是有知觉的。
It's pure consciousness.
就是纯粹的纯净的知觉。
And there is no false ego there.
所以在这当中是没有假我的。
And then from there, we can observe the false ego which exists in our thoughts.
而当我们能够站在这个纯粹知觉的，站在纯粹知觉之上的时候，我们就能得以去观察假我。而假我就存在于我们纷繁的念头之中。
Yeah, so the false ego only has power over us when we're unconsciously thinking and we don't know we're thinking.
因此，只有当我们在思考，在下意识的毫未察觉的思考，而都不知道自己在思考的时候，就在这样的时刻，假我才有力量来控制我们，掌控我们。
It's really nothing more than a computer program.
可以说，假我真的就只是一个电脑程序而已。是。
Yeah, when we're thinking and we don't know we're thinking, we're in subconscious state.
Subconscious state. 因此，当我们在思考，但是都不知道自己在思考的时候，实际上是处于一种潜意识的状态。
And so our false identity, our limited identity, that we began to develop as children, and all of our behaviors that they are all existing in that default state.
All our behaviors.
Our thoughts about ourselves, our limited identity.
Yes, developed in our childhood. And the last sentence, that is our behaviors.
Our thoughts and our behaviors, from our limited identity. They're all existing in that default state, the subconscious mind.
Okay, subconscious mind. 而我们所有这种就是限制性的、充满各种限制性的身份认同，我们对于自己所抱有的虚假的身份认同，是自童年时期就被发展出来的。我们所有的念头、行为和限制性的假我。对自我也都是存在在这种默认设置之下。这个默认设置的意思就是指我们这种潜意识的心意，对，潜意识的心意。
Yeah. So when we're conscious in the present, you know, we're awake and aware, and there is no false ego, there is no limited identity.
No limited identity. 因此，当我们能够更多的觉知到当下此刻的时候，我们就是觉醒的，就是有觉知的。那么此时的话呢，我们此时的话就没有假我，就没有这种充满限制性的身份认同。
Yeah. So, you know, a phantom can only exist if you fight with it.
只有当你去和影子作战的时候，影子才是存在的。
Yeah, so you don't have to get rid of your false ego, or you don't have to get rid of your subconscious mind.
所以说你不必去摆脱掉你的假我，不必去摆脱掉你的潜意识的心意。
You just choose to be present, and it disappears.
而你只需要选择当下，选择活在这一刻，那么假我和心意自然的就会消失了，自然也就不存在于这一刻了。
The more you live in the present, the more you discover your true identity.
而如果你越多的活在当下此刻，你就越会去发现你的真正自我，你的真正的身份认同。
And then from there, you can become the master of your mind and your ego.
当你到达这样的境界、这样的状态之中的时候，就会得以去成为你的心意的主人，你的心意、你的假我的主人。
Yeah, and then you have compassion for your limited identity and its all of its conditioning.
而后的话，你就会对于你的充满限制性的身份认同，对于你所认为的那个我，你所认为的那个你自己，以及他所有遭受到的物质世界的制约影响，就会心生同情怜悯之心。
Yeah, so then you're no longer upset by your false ego. In fact, whenever you see it, it causes you to laugh.
由此的话呢，你就不会再被你的假我给弄得心烦意乱。然后并且是当你也真的看到你假我的时候，反而你还会哈哈大笑。
And then eventually you're awake, you're so awake that the false ego can no longer trick you into the mind.
而最终的话呢，当你已经如此获得如此觉醒的程度之后，你的假我都已经没法再欺骗你，没法再跟你玩花招，然后让你再次进入到心意之中。
But first it wants to test you to see if you're really awake.
但是的话假我 you mean the false ego wants to test you. 但首先的话呢你的假我会想要去考验你给你设置种种的考试来看一下你是不是真的觉醒了。
But eventually, if you're consistently awake, then it will see that the true master is here.
而最终如果当你能够持之以恒的能够始终的保持一种觉醒的状态那么你的假我就会明白就会真正的看到哦这才是我的主人。
And then it will, you won't lose your limited identity and its conditioning, but it will relax.
那么这样的话 你不会失去你的充满限制性的身份感认同的以及他所有遭受的这些所有受到的这些制约影响。Sorry, Gurumaji, what's the last part? You won't lose them and...
The false ego will continue to be there as you use your mind, but it will relax and it won't try and control you anymore.
那么但是的话像你是不会失去你的假我不会失去他所受到的所有的这些。当你必须得使用你的心意的时候假我就会出现就会存在。但是的话最终你的假我会放松下来他不再会试图的继续去控制你了。
Did I answer all of the questions?
Yes, I think so.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, so no need to get rid of the false ego. You can't. You need it. But just awaken and discover your true self that always exists now.
所以说你不必去摆脱掉你的假我你没法摆脱掉你的假我并且你也需要你的假我而你所需要做的一切就只是去在当下觉醒觉醒到只存在于当下此刻的你的真正的自我
Patterns of the false ego patterns of thinking and feeling and behaving arise you can just smile and say I see you
而后那么当这个假我的旧有模式就比如说你的思考你的感受这些模式以及你的行为这些再次出现的话你就只会
Okay, thank you.
Okay, next one 我们来看下一个问题 The next question is from Dalla Kelly
Dalla Kelly
就是为了来教导我们真理教导
Yeah, so the story that we're meant to learn is the pastime of the Bharat Maharaj is that even a person who's very advanced in spiritual life, if they become relaxed in their sadhana, then...
即便一个奉献者已经在灵性生活中非常进步了，但是如果他在 sadhana在这个规范修持中要是松懈了下来的话那么他的进步的这一个过程就会被中断他就有可能会再次跌入到对主的遗忘和忽略之中 而巴拉马哈拉就是当时在故事里是完全被小鹿给迷住了他就放弃了他的萨达纳。
He became 100% focused on the baby's
ear. 然后他就完全是百分百的注意力都放在了那个小鹿的身上。
There could have been many other possible scenarios, right?
但也可能会有其他很多可能的这种现实的这种场景，对吧？
I'm sure he could have taken care of the deer and continued his saga.
我想的话呢他肯定是可以同时照顾好小鹿且同时也做好他的萨达纳对吧
Yeah, so the whole point of the story is to impress upon us that even in a very advanced and so our free will our free will is basically where we can choose where we place our attention.
而我们的自由意志就是指我们有选择可以把自己的注意力放在任何我们想放在的地方。
So there's consequences for everything we allow ourselves to see and to hear and to feel. To eat and to eat and do. There are consequences. It's taken into consideration.
That our partner. 当然在死亡之际我们所做的所有的一切的行为一切的行动都会被更高的力量所考虑到。
But we have nothing to fear.
但是的话呢我们不需要去恐惧害怕任何事情。
As Krishna promises Arjuna, one who does good is never overcome by
evil. One who does good is never overcome by evil.
Evil.
Okay, by evil. Does good means do something good, be a good person.
Well, especially like anyone who engages in spiritual life is not going to lose his advancement.
I see. 就正如 Krishna, 正如 Krishna 在向 Arjuna 所承诺的那样，任何一个做善事的人，也就是说任何一个进行着灵性生活的人是永远不会被邪恶对所征服的，永远不会被邪恶所征服的。
So, we're like a precious gem. If we're polished enough, then we can go to the spiritual dimension. If we need more polishing, then Krishna will arrange for that.
因此我们就像是一颗珍贵的宝石一样，如果我们已经被抛光抛得很好了，被这个被弄得很好的话，那么我们就可以去到灵性的领域。而如果我们还要继续被抛光一下，继续的被雕塑一下，那么 Krishna 也会安排我们的人生来让我们能够再次的就是往前进。
Yeah, so there's no point in going back to Godhead if you're not actually ready.
所以说如果你都没有真正的准备好的话，那回到灵性世界实际上是毫无意义的。
So Krishna knows exactly what we need in order to be prepared to go back to Godhead.
所以说 Krishna 知道我们真正需要什么东西。才能够来让自己做好准备，从而得以回归灵性世界。
Yeah, and if we have some attachments or some illusion we're yet to, awaken from, then he'll arrange our life in such a way that we'll make the right choice to awaken.
Make the right choice to awaken. 因此，如果我们还仍然执念从一些幻觉当中醒来的话，那么 Krishna 会安排我们的人生，
Krishna 知道
安排我们的人生，使得我们能够
从一些执念从一些幻觉当中醒来，
正确的选择来从这些执念当中觉醒出来。
Okay, thank you, Donna Kaylee. Nice to hear from you.
的话，安排我们的人生。
Okay,
安排我们的人生，使得我们
好，我们来看下一个问题。Manju Keshi 这位奉献者问：拜
谢谢大
王，
谢谢雷锋。好，我们来看下一个问题。Manju Keshi 这位奉献者问：顶拜咕噜，请问一个人觉悟了我是神是之后，如何觉悟到神的超能形象？This devotee is
at the super soul's image of God.
Because God is.
Once
a person realizes that, then how can the person realize what God is?
You don't exist independent of God. You're not God, you depend on God.
That is already the realization of Paramatma?
Yeah.
所以是当一个人已经觉悟到我是，是因为神是，觉悟到你不是神本人，而你是依赖于神而存在的话，那么这已经是，所以说你不仅会觉悟到你之所以存在不是因为有神的存在，并且你又会觉悟到所有万事灿烂。这位奉献者问：顶拜咕噜的莲花族，请问如果没有每天练16圈，但在一天的生活中，如而不
Well, of course you can do whatever.
瑜伽实际上是非常具有科学性的。
Yeah, so...
Definition.
嗯。Krishna 知觉是有一种很科学性的定义的。
Yeah, it's defined by Rupa Goswami or...
老师给定义的。
So in order to answer your question, you know, what Bhakti Yoga is and why we're doing it.
对于定义。
Anyabhilasita sunyam jnana karmati anavritam anukulena krishnano silam bhakti uttamam. Devotional, pure devotional service is free of...
这个定义就是纯粹的奉爱服务是不存在不具有任何的物质上的欲望物质层并且进行奉爱瑜伽的进行服务的方式是能够取悦 Krishna 的。
In a way, you know that that's what they want.
当你想要为你所爱的人做一些事情的时候，你是出于做事的，而并且你在做这件事情的过程中是不抱有任何的期望，并不是希望着要通过做这件事情得到什么实际的东西，然后并且你所做这件事情的方式是。按照那个人，按照你所爱的人想要的方式来得以去做的。
So, in the beginning of spiritual life, we don't know Krishna, we don't know God. So,
我们甚至连自己的真正自我都不认识，都不了解。
So,
要每天念诵十六圈。
He could have told us 4 rounds or 64 rounds. The number doesn't really matter.
而灵性导师可以对我们说，哎，你可以每天练四小时的要求。灵性导师就是希望我们能够做到每天练诵十六圈。要求你，请求你做的事情，那么你就真的是希望能够去取悦到他。Sorry, Guru Maharaj, if Krishna's pure devotee asks you to do something and you do it.Then,
you please the pure devotee.
你的灵性导师，那么实际上你还更多的取悦到了 Krishna 本人。
Yeah, so the reason we chant 16 rounds.
因此我们之所以念诵每天念诵16圈的原因就在于，而我们可以很肯定的是它会被我们所取悦，这不是我们所取悦。
So the chanting of 16 rounds meets
to chant Krishna's name without personal motivation and without guessing, with a desire just to please him.
It's an opportunity.
Yes, yeah, chanting an opportunity. Chanting 16 rounds.
Mission.
The word of the spiritual master is an opportunity to.To engage in pure devotional service.
Oh, I see. 因此的话呢，我们在灵性导师的
Okay. Pure devotional service.
个人的动机。
是的。
Okay.
Okay. Next one.
How many? Is there many more?
Let me see, one, two questions. The second one is longer.
Okay.
好，我们来看上个星期剩下的最后两个问题。第一个问题是小草作为奉献者问，咕噜，我总觉得身体浑身不舒服，不是这样就是那样，怎么办？So this devotee is asking you that I always feel like my body is very uncomfortable.It's either here is aching or that part is itching. So what should I do?
Well, of course, that's the body, you know, when the body is uncomfortable, it's very challenging.
当身体不舒服的时候确实是挺具挑战性的。
So, and a lot of times, however the body is feeling,we also have a kind of an unconscious habit of resisting it.
unconscious habits of resisting it. 并且很多时候的话，当我们的身体出现各种各样的感受，或者是当我们感到不舒服的时候，我们往往都有一种下意识的、毫未察觉的这样一种习惯来抗拒身体所出现的某种感觉。
So just say we have a pain in our knee or we have an itch somewhere.
就举个例子，就如果我们要是膝盖疼痛的话，
there's a sensation of the body.
Not doing it for please Krishna or with that. Please Krishna, we know.
Right, there's the itch or the ache.
会有这种疼痛的感，或者是在另一个身体的部位有一种痒的感觉。
And then there's all the thoughts we have about the itch or the ache.
然后的话呢，我们还会对于这种疼痛感或者是瘙痒感有出现各种各样的许许多多的念头。
And that may produce an emotional response as well.
而所有的这些念头也会制造出我们在情绪上的反应。
We start to feel angry or frustrated or worried.
我们此时就可能会开始感到生气，感到受挫，然后对，感到生气，感到受挫。
Yeah, so the pain begins to multiply as increased worry, increased anxiety, increased resistance, and increased suffering.
Increase suffering. 因此的话呢，我们所遭受的痛苦就会开始成倍增加，因为我们的焦虑感增加了，我们更加担心，更加焦虑，然后对于这个疼痛和痒的感觉有更多的这种抗拒感，然后更加的去抗拒自己在受苦。
And that becomes a pattern of reactivity that, you know, we can maintain our whole life that began in childhood.
而这样的一种模式的话呢，就会成为一种这样的一种反应，就会成为一种反应性的模式，而这种反应性的模式往往是自童年时期开始，并且会很可能会贯穿我们的整个一生的。
Yeah, so the first step is to become present.
所以说第一步我们要做的就是去让自己把注意力放在当下此刻。
And note the feeling in the body.
去注意到身体当中所出现的感觉。
As sensation.
注意到身体的这种比如说疼痛感或者是痒的感觉。
And then to note the thoughts and the emotions you have about the sensation.
然后就去注意到你脑海中出现的念头以及内在所出现的这种感受，就是对于身体的这种感觉的这些念头和感受都请你去注意到。
And this kind of breaks apart all the pieces.And then it's not so powerful.
You mean the reaction?
Well, yeah, this illusion that this pain is me and that it's going to go on forever. This whole pattern begins to break up when you separate the pieces and look at them.
Separate the pieces and look at them. 因此的话呢，当你把这一些都分开的来观看，对，当你把这些分开的来观看，观看到你身体当中感觉，观看到你的念头，并且观看到你的情绪反应的时候，那么此时那种觉得这疼痛就是我的这种幻觉，觉得这疼痛可能会永远持续下去的这种幻觉就会被打断了。
Right, the sensation of the pain in the knee is a piece. That's a piece of the puzzle.
而我们身体当中出现的感觉，这个疼痛感或者是痒感，那么它实际上就是整个这个拼图当中的一块。
Our thoughts about the sensation is another piece.
而我们关于身体感觉的念头，就是拼图当中的另一块。
And the emotional reaction and sensation, the worry, the anger, the doubt, that's another piece.
而我们对于身体感觉的情绪反应，就比如说是焦虑、担心、愤怒，然后 然后以及这种就是说是怀疑则是整个拼图当中的另一块。
And they're usually spun together like a rope. All these pieces come together and they're very strong.
而且往往所有的这些块的话呢，就是所有的这些拼图当中的一块，往往都是集体出现在一起的。
And that creates the illusion of a separate self.
而所有的这些当凑到一起的时候，就会创造出一种分离的自我的幻觉。
This is all happening to me.
然后就会创造出这种感觉，这种感受，觉得这一切都发生在我身上的这种感觉。
But if you observe the sensation,
然而如果你去观察你身体当中的感觉
，and label it as sensation,
并且你可以给它做一个标记，或者你可以提醒一下自己，这是我身体中出现的感觉。
Yeah, don't label it as itchy or label it as pain. Just say sensation.
不要把身体当中出现的这种痛感和痒感标记为疼痛，或者是标记为瘙痒，不要这样去做。而你可以说，就把它标记为，或者是注意到，就叫做身体的感觉。
And then all of the thoughts you're having are mental talk and mental images.
然后你脑袋中所有的念头，你脑海里、心意当中出现的所有的这些画面。
Say mental talk.
以及你心意当中的那些对话，那些发出来的那些声音。
A mental image.
以及心意的画面。
And then anxiety or worry, emotional feeling.
然后你去观察出现的情绪上的反应，那些焦虑感啊、担心啊等等。
And just allow for just a few moments, be present with all of that and allow it to be there without resistance.
然后就在几个片刻之内，你和所有的这些感觉、念头和情绪共同临在，允许他们存在在那里。
Yeah, so every now and then, just you don't have to be present with it the whole time, but just to honor the present moment and honor what's there and separate yourself from it.
Okay, separate yourself from them. 所以，而你不需要一直临在，你只需要时不时的和这些念头、感受和情绪，以及身体当中的感觉临在一下即可。你就去尊重，对，尊重在当下此刻出现的一切，并且把你自己和所有的这些念头、情绪和身体的感觉分离开来。
And then if you want to further separate yourself, you can ask yourself the question, who knows the sensation?
Who knows the sensation?
Yeah,
而如果
who's knowing it? Who's knowing?
而如果你想要更进一步的把你自己和所有的这些念头、感受和感觉分离开来的话，你可以问自己一个问题，是谁在知晓这些身体的感觉呢？
Who's aware of the sensation?
是谁在觉知到身体当中出现的这些感觉呢？
Who's aware of the thought?
是谁在觉知到脑海里的念头呢？
Who's aware of the emotional feeling?
是谁在觉知到出现的这些种种情绪呢？
Yeah. And then let it all go.
然后的话，你再把所有的这些都放手。
And then just do that periodically.
就这样时不时的这样去练习一下就可以了。
OK.
Next one. 我们来看最后一个问题，上个星期问到的杨盖莲，应该是这样这个发音哈。这位奉献者问，顶拜侮辱，顶拜翻译，我不敢当，请问阿加米勒离开躯体看到亚玛都塔的时候叫他的儿子，是因为恐惧才去叫他的儿子，他也是为了寻求一种保护才去叫的，当时他也是处在玛雅之中的，是吗？是无意间叫的，就是因为他的儿子的名字是主的名字，他并没有对主的祈求，但是就得到了拯救。像这样的念诵 就是纯粹的念诵，我这样理解对吗？现在我们的念诵都是有需求的，都是被迫的，是怀着欲望的念诵，这种念诵能达到要修习的目的吗？南无的解答。So this devotee is offering her obeisances unto you, and she's asking about the story of Ajamil. So when he called out the name of his son, it's out of his fear that he wanted to get some protection. Then he called the son, the name of his son, and then he called it unconsciously. And it's only because his son's name is the God's name.So without actually praying to the Lord, he did get the help, did get saved by Vishnu Dutta. So is this kind? So the first question is that was Ajamil still in Maya when he called the name, right? And the second question is that is this kind of chanting, like Ajamil, what he did?Is actually the pure chanting? Do I understand it correctly? And the third question she's asking that now our chanting we have needs for our chanting. We are forced to chant, or we actually have desires when we chant. Means that when we chant, we actually have desires for our chanting. So is this kind of chanting can actually.Get us to the destination, to the goal of our spiritual life?
Okay, so well, I don't know if you're new to Krishna. She may be very new to Krishna consciousness.
所以说不如说我不了解就是您是不是就是新人是不是才刚刚接触到 Krishna 知觉
And I encourage her to listen to all the previous lectures on this subject because we've gone over actually these questions quite a bit.
所以说我希望我很鼓励您能够去聆听关于这一话题的先前的所有讲课的录音，因为在之前的讲课的过程当中的话呢，我们是已经谈到了，就是就您问到的这些问题的话呢。有很多的这种就是分析和解释的。
So the name, the holy name is always the holy name, just like the sun is always the sun. The full power is there.
所以说圣名的话呢，将永远都是圣名，就像是太阳将永远都是这种太阳。所以说圣名的力量永远都是存在的。
And just like right now, my house, the sun is shining, there's no clouds.
就像现在此刻我坐在我的房子里跟大家讲话，然后到阳光就从窗子外照到我的屋子里。
And so I'm getting the full effect of the sun, I can get a sunburn.
然后由于天空中没有云彩，所以说的话呢，这个阳光照进屋子里的话，如果我是一直站在屋子里的阳光下，我就会被这个阳光给灼伤。
Now, if a cloud comes and blocks the sunlight,
而如果要是此刻有云彩出现在天空里，然后遮挡住了阳光，
that doesn't mean the sun is less powerful.
这并不意味着由于光线被遮住了，太阳的力量就减弱了。
It's equally spreading its light.
太阳是平等的，在世界的各个地方，在宇宙的各个地方都平等的散播着它的光芒。
So when we chant the holy name,
因此当我们在念诵圣名的时候，
even unconsciously,
即便是下意识的毫未察觉的无意间的念出圣名，
the full power of the name is there.
那么圣名的全然的力量，全部的力量在我们念出圣名的那一刻是存在的。
But our unconsciousness is like a cloud.
然而的话，由于我们的这种无意识或者无意间的这种对圣名的念诵的话呢，却像是云彩一样。
Or if we're chanting with personal motivation, that's another cloud.
而如果我们是怀着欲望去念诵，我们对于念诵是抱有个人的动机的话，那么这种个人的动机又是另外的一种云彩。
Yeah, so even though it's cloudy, like right now a cloud just came.It's still light out, but I'm not feeling the warmth of the sun.
Forms of sound. 因此的话呢，如果有云彩出现在天空中，那么我们仍然是能够看到有光线的，就是仍然是能够看到四周的，但是的话呢，却不会感受到这个阳光的所有的温度，所有的热量。
Yeah, so when we're not chanting with full attention,
因此当我们没有带着全然的专注来念诵的时候，
and we're not chanting with full consciousness,
没有带着所有的知觉来念诵，
that's not pure chanting.
这就并不是纯粹的念诵。
And so the full effect of the name isn't reaching us.
由于不是纯粹的念诵，因此圣名的所有的念诵圣名所带来的所有的效果就没有完全的到达我们的心里。
But that doesn't mean there's no effect.
但是这并不意味着由于但是这并不意味着就没有效果。
So if we continue to chant and do our best to avoid the ten offenses, then we'll come out of illusion.
因此只要我们持续不断的念诵，并且尽最大努力去避免十项冒犯。Sorry, Gurmaj, what's the last sentence? Then we will
come out of illusion.
那么我们就会从幻觉当中觉醒出来。
All the clouds of illusion will be dissipated by the power of the sun.
所有这些幻觉的云彩就会经由圣灵的阳光被驱散掉。
And then we'll realize that Krishna's present in his name.
我们就会觉悟到，我们就会真正的觉悟到 ，Krishna 是存在于他的圣名之中的。
So Ajamil's chanting wasn't pure.
所以说阿加米德的念诵是并不纯粹的。
But still he was saved from going to hell.
但是他仍然得到了拯救，没有去到地狱星球。
And he was able to realize his mistake and his illusion.
并且他能够去觉悟到他所犯下的错误to realize his mistake and
that he had been an illusion.
然后他能够去承认意识到他之前一直都是活在幻觉之中。
But he didn't go back to Godhead right away.
但是他并没有其实就是在被拯救之后就立刻回归守神。
He chose to leave home and give up sinful life and dedicate the rest of his life to chanting the holy name in a holy place.
而他当时就决定离开家庭，然后放弃所有的一切，去到圣地来把整个余生都献给圣灵的念诵之中。
And when all of the clouds of illusion were dissipated, an airplane from Vaikuntha came and took him to Vaikuntha.
当所有的幻觉的云彩被圣明的光灿给驱散掉之后，来自外昆塔的这个飞机飞行器就出现了，就来把它接回到了外昆塔。
So, you know, in the beginning, our chanting is not pure, but if we continue to chant under the directions of the acharyas,then gradually our chanting will become pure and will become freed of all illusion and awaken our love for God.
Awaken love for God. 因此在我们灵性生活的初始阶段的时候，我们的念诵是并不纯粹的，但是随着我们持续持之以恒的念诵，并且是在 Acharya 的训令和指引的方向之下来念诵，那么最终我们的念诵就会变得纯粹起来，我们就能从所有的幻觉之中解脱出来，就能得以唤醒内心对于神的爱。
Yeah, so how fast we awaken in this process of chanting is up to us.
而我们能够在这休息的过程中能够以多快的速度从幻觉之中苏醒过来，这是完全取决于我们自己的。
Thank you for your question.
好的，非常感谢你的问题。Okay, I think that should be all the questions from last week.
Very good. Well, I'm out of time now. Of course, we got a late start.
对呀，所以说这个时间就讲完了，然后因为今天的这个晚了半个小时才开始，由于技术问题啊。
Well, I thank everyone. Thank you, Narayani and Leela Manjari, Sumukhi Radha, maybe Radha Priya.
Yeah, yeah, and also Radha Priya. And Sati Mataji is also there.
Thank you all for making this broadcast possible today.
非常感谢今天协助播报的这些奉献者呀，由于你们，然后今天才能得以这个得以进行。
And my obeisances and gratitude to all the assembled Vaishnavas, and thank you for all your questions.
然后非常感谢大家提出的这些问题，我向所有齐聚在这里来聆听讲课的奉献者们献上，我向你们献上我的顶拜。
I look forward to being with you next week.
非常期待下周再次和大家相会。
All bless you, Srila Prabhupada, and to Srimad Bhagavatam.
所有的荣耀都归于帕帕和圣典波迦瓦坛。
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Gaurang. 外昆塔之音，福源于聆听。今天的讲课就到此结束了，感谢大家的聆听，我们下周再见。Hare Krishna.